Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ches Omud Beis. We are on the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are on Sif Beis in Simin Tuf Lamed Vav, which we, Be'ezus Hashem, are going to complete today. The Chabad tells us, we begin on the very top line, Sif Beis. Until now, we've been talking about situations where a person has left a certain time before Pesach, either more than 30 days before Pesach, less than 30 days before Pesach, and we've been dealing with various circumstances. So here we're continuing. The Mechaber brings down the Tur's understanding of Rashi over here, and he says, V'yeshom, and there's another opinion. The Kodim Shloshim Yom, if it's more than 30 days before Pesach, that we said, She'enot Tzorach Livdok, that a person doesn't have to do a Bedika, that's only Hainu Kishain Daito Lachzor Besocha Pesach. That's only talking about that he doesn't have to do a Bedika if his intention was not to come back during Pesach. Even though Alpha Bisha Daito Lachzor Kodima Pesach, even though he may have intended to come back before Pesach, O Achrov or after Pesach, nevertheless, Einot Tzorach Livdok, in this situation where he's not planning to come back on Pesach, and he left more than 30 days beforehand, in that situation he doesn't need to do a Bedika. Why not? Kivan Shu Kodim Shloshim Yom, since it's more than 30 days beforehand, and as we said, the Ramah adds, U'kishyagia Pesach Yivatlenu, when Pesach comes, he's going to do a bittel over here prior to the start of the sixth hour. And in that situation, he's not back during Pesach. There's no Shema. Maybe he's going to find Gluska Yofa and pick it up and have it in mind that he wants to own it or eat it. And therefore, there is no such concern. He did the bittel. He's not over by Yerah, by Yimotze. And since it was more than 30 days before Pesach, he doesn't have a chiyav of Bedikas Chometz. So that's what we've been talking about. However, here we now add, Abel im daito lachzor besocha Pesach, even though he left more than 30 days beforehand, he could leave even in the beginning of the year, but if he left before Pesach, well in advance, but is coming back on Pesach, tzorich livdok afilu mirosh hashanah, even if he left at the beginning of the year, he left the Rosh Hashanah time, 6 months beforehand. Nevertheless, if he's intending to come back on Pesach, so somebody who has a bungalow or a summer home, and he's going to go up there for Pesach as well, so when he leaves the summer home at the end of the summer, has to do over here a bedikas chametz, because he is planning on coming back there during Pesach. Now, im shochach v'lo badak, the Mechaber tells us, if he forgot to do this bedika, then yevato kishigya Pesach, he has to do a bittel, of course, when he reaches Pesach, he has to do the bittel anyway, v'lo yevarech la'bittel, and he shouldn't make a bracha on this bittel over here. Now, that said a lot. Let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Chof. The Mishneh Berurah explains over here, de'azu bo lahokel. This is actually a more lenient opinion than the one that we previously discussed. However, it's a little bit confusing. He says, Ulashonu magum gum kitzatz. The language over here is a little bit difficult, so let's understand what the Mechaber really was telling us. V'rotzulomar, the Mishneh Berurah says, this is what the Mechaber is telling us over here, that the Masha Amarnu, that which we said, the Kodim Shloshim Yom Einot Tzorech Livdok, that which we said, that if you leave more than 30 days before Pesach, you don't have to do Bedika, that's who Af Kishedaito Lachzor Kodim HaPesach. That's even if you intend to return over here before Pesach, you still don't have to do Bedika. The previous opinion says you do have to do a Bedika. However, here you only have to do a Bedika V'rach Shlo Yeh Bedaito Lachzor Besocha Pesach. As long as you're not planning to come back during Pesach, this more lenient opinion says you don't have to do a Bedika. Because the day azu, this opinion over here, which is, as we said, the Tur in the name of Rashi, lo sviru lo masha kosov le'el, doesn't hold like what we learned in yesterday's shir, the chayshin and shema yavo erev Pesach, ben hashmash zuchule, that we're concerned in yesterday's opinion, that you may come back right before the ben hashmashos of erev Pesach, and then you're going to be stuck, you won't have time to do a bedika, therefore you have to do a bedika before you go. This opinion is not concerned about that. It's only concerned that if you come back during Pesach, you're going to have a problem. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Chof Aleph explains further, but Avol Tosh Shloshim, if you're leaving within 30 days of Pesach, then Shechol Olav Chovas Bedika, then you have an obligation to do Bedika. As we said, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, 30 days before the holiday, we have an obligation to start learning and talking about the holiday, and therefore the Chovah Bedika takes effect. So Av Shedai Tolach Zor LeBeitzo Kodem Pesach, and even though your intention is to come back before Pesach, nevertheless, we make you do the Bedika now, Chayshin Hashem Yishtav Lo Yavo, because maybe you'll be delayed in some way, and you're not going to come back, and then you're going to be stuck, because you had the Chiyav of Bedika. V'alkein Tzorach Bedika, and therefore, do a Bedika, even if you're planning on coming back. And we already explained the parameters of this. That's talking about if you're going overseas, you're going far away, where there's an excellent chance that you'll be delayed and may not come back. But if you're going just across town to another city nearby, and you're planning on coming back, and under normal circumstances, you will come back, and especially as we pointed out today with modern transportation, you're almost guaranteed to come back, then the sabchinan the yivdok kishiyavu. Then you can rely upon the fact that you're expecting to get back within plenty of time. Your flight is supposed to land 3 days before Pesach, so you'll have plenty of time. So then, in that situation, you don't have to do a bedika. Sivkon chav beis. But everybody agrees. The Rama says kishiyagia Pesach yivat lenu. When it comes to the erev Pesach and it's the end of the fifth hour, you have to be mivat lo yachametz pirish kishalo bol aveisu konim a Pesach. We're talking here. Did you not come into your house and you're not doing the bedika again in your house and not doing a bittel in your house? So then you do the bittel where you are. So Sivkon Chav Gimel Tzorich Livdok, in the situation where you are planning on coming back during Pesach, then you must do a bedika, even though you're leaving at Rosh Hashanah time. And the reasoning is the Mishnah Berurah says the Kishiyavu bePesach Lav Birishusei Kaima DeLevatlei, because now you're coming back in the middle of Pesach and it's not yours, and therefore you don't have the ability to be mevatel it. And therefore, any chametz that you have, you'll be over al Bayirah Bayimotzei. In this situation, you'll be over Bayirah Bayimotzei. Now, Chavetz Chaim in the Shaaretz Zion, Os Chavav adds over here, and he says, "Kiven shu baderech alayom b'shayara chayishin hashem yishkach levatel." Here we're talking about that the person was traveling; he's going overseas. He's in a caravan. He's going to be torud. He's going to be busy, and he's going to forget to do a bittel. And he brings down for the Marsha and the Marshal and the Mogen Avram that they explain Rashi a little bit differently. Now, if you look in Dershu, footnote number 14, they explain Rashi as follows. Why do you have to go do a bedikah if you're coming back during Pesach? Then you have to do a beer, even if you're leaving before more than 30 days, because when you come into your house during Pesach and you're going to see the chametz, you're going to be over it if you didn't do a beer. And the Marshal adds, so Rashi says that you're over it when you come to your house. That's mashma, that before you come to your house, you're not over it. That's because he's talking about over here, he doesn't know that he has his chametz over here, and that's why he's not over it until he actually sees it. The Marsha adds, the Marsha says, no, even if you have chametz that you know about, the Alpha Pekin, nevertheless, you're not over here, by your Rabbi Yamotze, Kosman Sheino Bolabeso, if you're not in the house. Because Chazal said over here, Chachshivu Eschem Soshalayotze Beshayora Kechomet Shenof Lolov Mapolis. The Chomet that you have in your house, when you're out on a caravan, you're out overseas, is considered like it has a pile of rubble on top of it. Sheino over Olov Meatorah. And Midaraisa, you're not over here. And finally, the Magen Avraham adds, Shagam b'chametz yadua, also like the Marsha, that even if it's known chametz, kozman she'en ro'eyu, yitochein litlos shachametz nechel u'nevat. As long as you don't see it, you may be able to rely upon the fact that maybe somebody ate it or it got lost. Or maybe a Yisrael sold it to somebody else to be mekai in the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. And therefore, you're not over by your rabbi matzah until you actually go to your house and see it there. So these are all additional explanations over here why you have to do this bedika, even though it's more than 30 days before, and if you're planning on coming back during Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Vida, you should furthermore know, the Ladezu, according to this lenient opinion here that we're bringing down, Hu Adin Ha'osa Beisa Otsa, the same halach would apply if you made your house into a storehouse. The Ladea Rishona, in yesterday's shir, Tolu Chovasa Bedika, there we said it's all dependent on whether you're planning to take out the contents of the storehouse before Pesach. But according to our day here now today, the Beis Yosef brings down that would be totally only if you're planning on being mafanit, taking out the stuff from the storehouse during Pesach itself. So that's the difference between today's more lenient opinion and yesterday's opinion. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "Ulinyan Dina, how do we paskin over here, like yesterday's Shita or today's more lenient Shita?" He brings down Pasku Harbi Achronim in the Shaaretz Zion Oschav Zayin. He brings down all the Achronim that hold like this, the Yesh Lahachmer Kedir Rishona, that we take the more stringent approach from yesterday's Shir. However, Bishas Atchak, Mikomokum, Bimokum Atchak, under extenuating circumstances, for example, Kigon Shiotso Mibeso Im Hashayora, when you're traveling over here with a caravan or something like that, then you can rely upon this more lenient opinion from today, and you don't have to go back and do a bedika, as long as you're not planning on coming back during Pesach, so then you can take the more lenient opinion over here and say that you're not obligated to do the bedika in this situation. Mishnah Berurah continues with Kant Chavdal, and he says, the imbodak, if you made a bedika before Pesach, then you have to do a bittel at that point as well. As we learned at the beginning of this siman. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chafei says when you do this bedikah, you don't make a bracha. The kiven the ikar habitul belev, because the bitul over here is really belev. The afilu machashi believe asagi, and even thinking it alone is fine. And we discussed this previously, how something belev can work over here, and why by hafrashas truma we do make a bracha, even though you're doing it belev, and here we don't make a bracha. So look in Dirshu footnotes number 15 and 16 for this discussion that we had previously. So the Mishnah Berurah says the afilu machashi believe asagi, even if you say it in your heart, it was good. Therefore, ein mevarchem al dvarim shebelev. Therefore, we don't make a bracha on a davar shebelev. And he says this in the name of the Magen Avraham. Now the Ramah concludes and he says, Hagah gam ishto tivdok usavatul bevei. So his wife, who's staying home, is allowed to do the bedika and be mevatul lechametz on his behalf, because dilma yishkach levatul b'mokum shu. And he brings down from the Kobo that that's what he should do. Make sure his wife is instructed to do a bedika and to do a bitul, because maybe he'll forget where he is. I pointed out previously that nowadays things are different than in the times of the Gemara, and even in the times when the Mishnah Berurah wrote, that it was the custom not to have women do the Bedika. So I saw in the name of Rav Sternbach Shlita that he also holds that nowadays the women are so fastidious in doing the Bedika and they're so knowledgeable, so certainly L'chatrila one could even go and have a woman do the Bedika, assuming she understands it and of course knows it, then she can do the Bedika for her husband. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Yisrael Ayotzi Mibeis En Yehudi Tosh Shloshim Yom. If a Yid is moving out of an apartment, a house that was owned by a non-Jew, and he's moving Tosh Shloshim Yom, he's moving within 30 days of Pesach. And V'nichnas V'vayisachim, and he's going into another house, Be'er Zu, in the city, or Ho'lech L'Racheres, or he's moving to another city. That's irrelevant over here. So what's the halacha? Does he have to do a bedika in this house that was owned by the guy? So Einu Tzorech L'var Bayis Ha'einu Yehudi. He doesn't have to do a bedika, he doesn't have to do a beer over there in the house of the non-Jewish person. Why? Because Shari Yikai mitzvahs beer, but also Bayis Acher, because he's moving to another house, he'll do the mitzvah bedika and beer in that house, and therefore he has no more connection with the old house, even though it's within 30 days of Pesach, he's totally disconnected from that house and doesn't have to do anything. However, Avalim Hu Mefarish O Yotze B'Shayar, but if he's going overseas, or he's going in a caravan, V'lo Yikonis B'Pesach B'Bayis, and he's not going to move into his new house during Pesach, or before Pesach, Yesh Misha Omer Shechol Olav Chovas HaBiur, then he does have a Chiyuv HaBedika on the old house that was owned by the non-Jewish person, Kivin Shutok Shloshim Yom, because he's leaving within 30 days of Pesach. And therefore, in this situation, this opinion holds, Yitzarach Levar, Bayis O'en Yehudi, Shu Yotzi Mimenu Kedei Lekai Mitzvah Biur. He has to do a B'dika and a Biur on the Chometz in that house, because it fell on him to do the mitzvah of the B'dika and the Biur, and he's not going to have a new house that he'll be able to go and do the mitzvah, bedikah, and beer in the new house. And the Ramah adds, Afa pisha en Yehudi, yikonis lebayis bepesach. And this is true, even though the guy is going to bring his sandwich, his treifas, his chametz into the house on Pesach, nevertheless, you still have to do this bedikah. But then the Ramah brings down, v'yeshom m'sheinu tzorech, kishenichnas boha en Yehudi. He brings out from the Torah that you do not have to do a bedikah in this situation where the guy is going to bring in chametz anyway, so what value or purpose does your bedikah serve? Now, again, we said quite a bit over here. Let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chavvav. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking here, afilu im lo yichnos l'tocho ha'achim kon Pesach. Then we said you don't have to do bedika when you leave the house, even though the guy is not going to come into the house until Pesach time. And the reasoning is, v'atam ki l'kameh, as we'll say in a moment, as he brings out from the Eliyahu Rabbah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chav Zayin, where the Mechaber said, sharei yikayim mitzvahs beer, because you're going to go do a mitzvah bedika anyway and beer in your new house, so why do you have to do it over here? So Mishnah Berurah says, ain't ze ikar tam. That's not the real reason. The kol mi sheyesh lo kama batim, ain't v'chuyiv livdok rak bayis echad. He says, if you have multiple houses, you're satisfying your requirement by just doing bedikah on one of them. So if you really had to do a bedikah over here, you'd have to do it on multiple houses. You can't be satisfied by doing it just on one. So if you really had to do bedikah over here in the house that was owned by a non-Jewish person that he left within 30 days of Pesach, so the fact that he's doing it on another house wouldn't remove his obligation. So what's the real reason? Because he's leaving over here with no intention of returning. So therefore, any chometz that he leaves over there is not his. He's essentially made it hefker. And it's no different than you're throwing your chometz away on the road. And in this situation, the chometz doesn't belong to you. You're not going to be over there by your yomotzei. However, if you're not moving into another house, so then we want you to be mekayim the mitzvah bedika, kigon shu mafarish l'yam or yotzei b'shayara. If you're going on a long distance trip in a boat or in a caravan or something like that, so das hayesh mishomer. So this opinion brings down over here the kivin shu tok shloshim yom. Since it's within 30 days of Pesach, you do have a mitzvah of l'kayim mitzvah bedika kodem sheyetzim abayis. Then you do have a mitzvah over here because you won't have another place to do it. Both shechamit shelo, while the chamit now is yours, kivin shelo yikayim mitzvah zuba mokamachem. Because when you're moving, you're not moving in until after Pesach starts, and therefore be mekayim in the mitzvah now while you still have a house, so to say, that you can do so. But if you're moving to another house and you do the mitzvah biur over there, so ain't shum tam lechayvo. Then there's absolutely no reason that you should do the bedikah over here in this house, because you're not going to be there. It's not your house anymore. You've totally given up that place. You've been mafkir any chametz over there. And therefore, since you're going to do the mitzvah bedikah someplace else in another house, you have no connection anymore to the previous house. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Chavches says, if you're moving to another house, oh who? Or somebody else is going to live with them. So, and then you can make them the shliach to be mavar or the chametz, and this way you're doing the mitzvah bedika through the other person. That would be fine as well. Simchat Chavches. We brought down the more machmir opinion, says you have to do bedika anyway. And he says, but if you're leaving your house that was owned by a Jew, and another Jew is moving in there, then you certainly don't have to do bedika, because he's going to have to do the bedika in the beer. Same thing would apply if you're leaving a Gaish owned house and another Jew is going to move in over there, then you certainly don't have to do bedika, because the second Jew that's going to move in over there, he has the chiv to do bedika. So the first opinion said you have to do the beer and bedik over here, even though the guy's going to bring his chametz in there. And he's going to bring in his stuff no matter what. His chametz is going to be there. So how is your bedik help? Nevertheless, you have to get rid of your own chametz. And certainly, if the nochri is not going to come in there, you have to get rid of your chametz according to this first opinion. Sivkot lamed aleph. There is a second opinion that says you don't have to do this. Mishnah Berurah explains, the ha habir ain't no chovas agot, because there's no chiv on the person to go and do a beer. If you have chametz in a house, then you have to do a bedika and burn it. But if he doesn't have any chametz, the haru mafkiro, because he's gotten rid of his chametz by leaving that house. Anything left behind there is no longer his. The chanal, as we've already explained, ain't lo shum chiv, then he doesn't have a chiv. Now we go to Sivkot Lamed Beis, where we brought down the second opinion that said, if the guy comes into the house, then you don't have any chiv to do a bedika. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Lamed Beis, ain lechok Yaakov de lav davka, then it's only in a situation where the guy comes into the house and you don't have to do bedika. He says, even if the guy doesn't come in, you have no chiv, sheyisrael hivker chemtzu l'sham v'chanal. As we've already explained, you've gotten rid of your chametz by being mafkir because you're not coming back over there. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, Uladino, Yesh Deos, Ben Achronim. There are different opinions amongst the Achronim. You can see this in the Sharet Zion, Oslamid Beis. Ikidasa Machaber, Okia Yesh Omim, Shuvov Ramah. Do we paskin like the first opinion over here, the more strict opinion of the Machaber, or the more lenient opinion of the Ramah? And he says, Venira Dim Nichlas, Bohanach, Yesh Lakal. And certainly he says, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion if the guy went in there, because he's bringing in Chametz. So what difference does your Bedika and Bittel do over there in that situation? He's adding new Chametz over there. Now we ask a very important question. What about the houses that people are going to sell their chametz and their rooms to the nochri over here the following day? Do you do bedika on Leil Yudalid when you're selling it during the day of Yudalid? And you're selling to the guy the houses as well as the chametz over there. Or as we'll see, you're renting it to them. As he brings down in Dirshu footnote number 19, you have a big problem over here. If you're actually selling the house in terms of your mezuzah, so you're really only renting them your house, because if you sold them your house, then you'd have to put up new mezuzahs, because they wouldn't be mechuyev in the mezuzahs if the guy owned it. In any event, look in Dirshu footnote number 19 for additional details about this. But for now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are many different opinions over here. Do you have to go and do a bedika if you're selling it the next day anyway? He says, Yesh deos ben achronim. Shadasim akor chayim achayodam shetorik levodkan. Even though you're selling it the next day or renting it the next day to the guy with your chametz, you're renting him the whole house and your chametz, you still have to do bedika on Leil Yudalid. Because right now they haven't been sold yet. They're yours. And therefore, if you're going to sell them later on or rent them later on, the guy has not yet taken ownership. And you still have the keys. He brings down in Simchav that he disagrees. If you're going to rent it the next day, you don't have to do bedika. You're actually fulfilling this mitzvah over here of getting rid of it by selling it to the guy. Or renting it to the guy. But look, army chametz shemotzi achabedika is no different than any chametz you find after the bedika, or that you're leaving for supper or breakfast. You're mishayel machol lemachar. You don't have to get rid of it. Go to over here. But when you're doing the bedika on your house, who mishayel leilu achadon lemachol lemachol akum, you're leaving aside those rooms to be sold to the guy, and therefore you don't have to do bedika on them. You can do the same thing as when you're doing bedika in other rooms. You can be makel. That's the
minog ayin sham. Achshet certainly zor sheyivara beis mechira, but you have to spell out at the time of the mechira shemochel v'ached v'chol chametz nimtza. You're selling him the room and all the chametz inside of it. Kedilichol was that gam chametz nimtza v'chorin stockim to include all the crevices. And you shouldn't say, "Well, Yomai is b'stam shemochel v'acheda ba hayayin sraf v'sheicha nimtza ba." Mekam malkom after ain limchos b'yadam mechil. Even though you don't have to protest against people that are taking a lenient opinion, amochel b'yomigim shapar odet fits better to sell it on your gimel. 30 days before Pesach, you should look at what you're doing, that you shouldn't have any chametz around, but you can't get rid of it easily. That concludes today's shiur.